Yep.
It was Sunday, July 14th, 1968, at the Jewish Community Center 10-acre site just recently purchased from Woodlawn trustees. The early arrivals begin to fill the seats while the annual meeting of the Jewish Community Center is just ending in the Holiday Inn Motel meeting room adjoining the site. The earth-moving equipment had arrived a few days before for the monstrous task ahead. The speaker's stand was rented from the city of Wilmington. The terrain is still rough. A few of the dignitaries arrive next to the construction mobile office of our contractor, Nason and Cullen of Philadelphia. Naturally, the equipment is a temptation to the children. Come here, you're getting yourself dirty. The color guard is handled by the Jewish War Veterans Boy Scouts of America Troop Number 321. The national anthem is being led by Sarah Goldstein. Rabbi Jacob Kraft delivers the invocation. Edward Shaw, then president of Jewish Federation of Delaware, is making a few comments, just as Daniel Herman, chairman of the Building Plans Committee, explains what will take place in the next year and a half. The gentleman in the yellow jacket is Mr. Theodore Beck, representing the Woodlawn trustees. Most of these people are past presidents of the center, and we will introduce them later. Hidden behind Justice Herman is Ben Stolper and Mayor Babiarz. And now William J. Connor, Newcastle County Executive. In the back row is I.B. Finkelstein, a veteran leader of our community. In front is Congressman William Roth, and next to him, Senator J. Caleb Boggs. If you don't remember, you may note from the waving programs that it was a blistering hot day. Mrs. Salzalea is pinch-hitting for her husband, who was ill at the time. Salzalea, chairman of the Building Fund Committee. Mr. Joseph W. Chin, Jr., President of the United Campaign Fund. A delightful portion of the entertainment that day was the dancing and singing of several groups of children from the Jewish Community Center day camp. And now everyone is lining up for the major event of the day, the official groundbreaking ceremony. The past presidents and other dignitaries. And now Rabbi Kraft commences with the appropriate blessing. First in line is President of the Jewish Federation of Delaware, Ed Shaw. Norman Schutzman, President of the Jewish Community Center. Justice Daniel Herman, Chairman of the Building Planning Committee. Sidney Laub, Co-Chairman of the Building Fund Committee. And now past presidents, George Weiner and Sam Eisenstadt. and he gives the shovel to Henry Russell, then executive director of the United Fund. And now more past presidents, Lewis Cohen, Joe Flanzer, Ben Stolper, Harry David Zutz, Howard Handelman, and Sadie Tumarkin. Now, Mr. Chin, President of the United Fund. Mrs. John Kane. Isidore Schutzman. And Sol Zelie has two daughters, Marilyn Wilde and Barbara Berger, representing Sol. Meyer Bass, Executive Director of Jewish Community Center. Nathan Barnett, Executive Director of the Jewish Federation of Delaware. And finally, Mayor Babiarz, Mayor of the City of Wilmington. Now, another interlude of entertainment from our children. I understand every bus going to the day camp entered a contest of original songs about the new building, and these are the winners. I believe this song was to the music of I've Been Working on the Railroad. Only their words are something to the effect of I've been working at the center. How wonderful, a cold drink on a hot, humid day. And so ends a day marking the beginning of a great new era. In a moment, we shall see what progress has been made in just 1 year. These pictures were taken July 6, 1969, almost exactly 1 year after groundbreaking. The administrative offices to the left. The club rooms are on the second floor. The preschool is the lower level. The gymnasium wing. This angle shows the preschool with the club rooms on the top with a nice balcony. The entranceway from the parking area with a stair tower going upstairs and downstairs from this end of the building, the gymnasium. This will be covered in with profile block. This end wall will be blocked in. And now we have the pool. This will be 90 feet of glass opening to the pool garden. And now a glimpse of the courtyard with the balcony terrace. And we're now looking directly into the entrance of the building. This will all be glass. The side of the auditorium. Now the end wall, which will be the back of the stage. The stairs you see are leading to the dressing room areas, and this area will be covered in with an exterior wall. The kitchen is in view. Second floor is the art room, the lower level, the adult lounge. Now we'll begin to see the detail of the profile block. And the beautifully sandblasted finish of the concrete. The upper portion has not been sandblasted yet, is the raw concrete as it looks after the forms are removed. The canopy and the entrance of our building. The view one will see as they walk into the building. Again, an example of the sand finish to the concrete. A view of the inner courtyard showing the youth lounge on the left, the balcony terrace with the club rooms and exhibit hall behind it.